that sort of requirement to have a minimal lovable product led us to a level of detail, which I think is then reflected in our consumer reviews.
It's the E-commerce Master Plan podcast, here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome. It's great to have you here. Thank you for hitting play and choosing to listen to one of our inspiring guests. Before we get into this interview, I want to just say a big thank you to past guest Ali from Grub Club and to Troy from iFulfillment for their help in connecting me with Mark to get him interviewed for the show. So thank you, Ali. Thank you, Troy. Much appreciated. In this episode, I'm speaking to one of the co-founders of a super fast growth D2C brand, or CPG brand, I suppose we could say, who are not only creating a hugely successful brand and e-commerce business and product, they have also done it in a super sustainable way. We will be talking about how they've built that growth success into their business from the beginning. We'll be talking about getting the product right. We'll be talking about the customer experience. We'll be talking about customer reviews. There's some awesome tips at the end in the top tips, a whole plethora of them around saving you time on Slack and on your Mac, a brilliant book recommendation and some brilliant PR tips too. So make sure you listen right to the very end of the episode so you get those top tips from the guest and you, so you also get my take on this episode. Connected Sourcing are your trusted procurement partner, specializing in helping small and medium-sized businesses purchase products and raw materials from suppliers in Asia. Head to ecmp.info/sourcing to find out more. Connected Sourcing services include product design, product sourcing, freight forwarding, and legal services. They work with companies like you to find innovative and sustainable solutions. Think of Connected Sourcing as your own product procurement team and be as much or as little involved as you want to be. With quick response times and flexibility, you can tap into certain parts of their supply chain or access a full end-to-end supply chain solution. Let your local account manager handle the details of your procurement so you can concentrate on the bigger picture. Contact Connected Sourcing today for a free consultation to see how Connected Sourcing can assist your business in growing its bottom line. Just use the short link ecmp.info/sourcing. That's ecmp.info/sourcing. Are website tech headaches getting in the way of your sales? You need a tech partner to help you hit your business goals. You need Zitech. Zitech have over 20 years experience, are experts in Magento, Symfony and WooCommerce, and have already helped over 300 e-commerce brands to grow. For a limited time, Zitech are offering 15% off their tailored maintenance packages. Find out how Zitech can solve your tech pain points and set you up for success. They would love to chat to you. Make that happen at ecmp.info/Zitech. That's ecmp.info/ZITEC. Don't miss out on a partnership that's proven to drive results. Go to ecmp.info/Zitech today. And now to introduce our special guest. Mark Rushmore is the co-founder at Suri, which is short for Sustainable Rituals. They're a future-focused wellness brand, most famous for their electric toothbrush, the world's most sustainable electric toothbrush. Founded in 2021, they started shipping in May 2022 and grew to £5 million in the first 13 months via their Shopify site and Amazon, and they've now launched in high street retailer Boots. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Chloe.
Brilliant to have you here. Thank you so much for taking the time out to record this. How did you get into e-commerce?
Firstly, thank you very much for having me on. Like, I think what an amazing podcast you have with an array of like internationally famous guests, including Michael Gerber, who wrote The E-Myth, one of my favorite ever books. So thank you very much. I started my career at Procter & Gamble in a variety of sales and strategy roles, and I happened to, through a chance encounter, meet my co-founder, Guive, at an industry event, and he was working at the time for Sir Martin Sorrell, the founder of WPP, and you know, we got chatting and it turned out he also worked at P&G, but in Geneva in marketing and finance roles for Gillette. And we went off to do different things. I set up my own experiential marketing agency. He went to run some e-commerce companies on behalf of a VC fund. But I subsequently sold my business. Guy was looking to do something else. And what really struck us in the very first time we met actually was the sort of an incredible amount of waste created by the FMCG and CPG industry, whether that's packaging or goods. And we sort of really both felt that the future of consumer products would be both sustainable at their core as opposed to an afterthought, but also have e-commerce as like a sort of like front and central part of their proposition as opposed to, you know, traditional retail, which is what people like Procter & Gamble have traditionally specialized in. When we kind of came back together, we were both separately about to have children. And we were thinking, you know, what do we want to do that has a positive impact on the world that builds on our e-commerce and consumer goods experience? And, you know, we looked at different categories and, you know, realized that every year, 4 billion toothbrushes are thrown away and end up in landfill or the ocean. And what's more, virtually every brush you've ever owned, Chloe, since you're a little girl, probably still exists and will do for many hundreds of years. And that's the same for everyone en masse. So clearly there was a huge sustainable issue. But then what's more is electric toothbrushes haven't meaningfully changed in decades. They remain as bulky as they were in the 1980s. 99.9% of them are welded shut. So when the battery dies, you can't, you know, just repair the battery. You have to buy a whole new one. So it's not very economical, but also not very sustainable. And then lastly, you know, I should ask you, do you use the Bluetooth app all the time to brush your teeth?
No, I'm not app ready. Listeners, I am a user of the Suri toothbrush. I can highly recommend it. But no, I'm not using the app.
But before you used it, what did you use?
I used an Oral-B, very noisy Oral-B non-sonic toothbrush.
Great. Well, so there you are. So what I found is I've spoken to thousands and thousands of people, like, you know, does your battery die? Oh, all the time. It only lasts a few days. Like, okay, do you use the 9 different modes? No, I only use 2. Oh, do you use the 7 different flashing lights? Oh, no, I only use the 1. Oh, but you must use the app. I've never used the app. Okay, cool. Well, all of those things are reducing your battery time, which means you're having to recharge it constantly. We thought it doesn't have to be like that. So we created Suri, the world's most sustainable electric toothbrush. You know, from an e-commerce perspective, it's very small. It's high value. So, you know, from a economics perspective, it makes a very good e-commerce product. It doesn't go out of date, so it's easily transportable, and we've, you know, improved it in many different ways. You know, we have over a 40-day battery life on a single charge. It's repairable. We offer free recycling of the heads, which are themselves are plant-based. The packaging is entirely recyclable, and we offer innovative features like really basic ones, but a magnetic mirror mount, so you can not get that horrible gunk that accumulates on the bottom, or a UV light in a travel case. So all of that in a package which is half the size of a traditional electric brush has led us to this product that people don't just like, they really love it.
And that's something we were talking about before we hit record, was how the consumers have like fallen in love with what is fundamentally a very dull product. Apologies for saying it, but they rave about your product, don't they? I mean, it's crazy the feedback you get.
So I think actually that, like, you really struck on the very heart of what Suri do and what we've accomplished. And there's two parts to that actually. One is, I think if you take anything which traditionally has been quite dull or boring, there's very low expectations, right? And so if you do anything to then exceed what is already very low expectations, people are delighted with that contrast between low expectations and over-delivering. But the second part, and, you know, I've really got to credit Guy, my co-founder, on this, is that, you know, years ago you heard about MVPs, minimum viable products, which is great, you know, maybe if you're doing software and you can make changes quickly. When it comes to hardware, though, Guy has long talked about an MLP, a minimum lovable product. And so as we were developing our MLP, you know, we went through many iterations of brushes which may have been sufficient. You know, we could have launched them faster than we did. But that sort of requirement to have a minimal lovable product led us to a level of detail, which I think is then reflected in our consumer reviews.
And I said in the intro that you've experienced extreme growth as a business. Do you think that would have been possible without the minimum lovable product, I think is a brilliant way of putting it, and that customer backing?
No, I don't think it would have been possible. At Procter & Gamble, if I'm to remember properly, and apologies if I misquote this, but they talk about the FMOT and the SMOT. Have you heard of those?
No, please do explain.
The FMOT is the first moment of truth. That's when you see the product in the aisle, or potentially nowadays, like when you're browsing the internet. The second moment of truth, the SMOT, is when you use the product. Now, there's plenty of examples in e-commerce, and actually, I think e-commerce gets a bad rep for this, of something which has a great FMOT, you know, oh my God, that looks brilliant, it solves my problems, I'm going to buy it on Instagram, it's a great price. You purchase it, and the SMOT is just not as good an experience, and people are disappointed, and then that's reflected in the reviews. And people know now, especially when you're purchasing a product at a higher price point, it's a considered review. You will want to see what do people say about it. And so now, you know, we're at the point where it's no exaggeration to say we love our consumers. You know, the depth of the people aren't just writing like, yeah, 5 stars, great delivery. It's, you know, this toothbrush has changed my life. You know, I look forward to brushing my teeth and I'm 60 years old and I've never said that before, which is just incredible. And it really helps sort of guide people in, you know, switching to a brand which is relatively new, but trying to do things in a better way. We've also invested heavily in our customer service, which I think differentiates us from other brands.
Yeah, it's often feels like brands, they get the product right, but then the experience isn't right. You know, they make it Instagrammable or TikTokable, so they get the FMOT, but they don't really care about how the product operates. So the SMOT, trying to use my terminology right here. And then they've not got the customer service in place or the delivery speeds to actually look after the customer and give them the experience which enables them to actually fall in love with the product. Because a bad experience, the product can be brilliant, but it definitely takes the edge off. So given that vast growth that you've experienced, how did you manage to keep the operations and the customer service growing at pace to keep delivering a great customer service? Because it's very easy to scale an ad budget or an email marketing program. It's very difficult to scale customer service or the operations side of things, and manufacturing as well. Have you dealt with that more fundamental part of the business, I suppose?
Yeah. I want to say, like, I've got a great story about this, which is, you know, during my university, I saw this like module on just becoming very competent at spinning plates. And so I spent 4 months in a Tibetan monastery, like learning how to spin plates. And I just became very, very good at it. But actually, I was never actually that good at spinning plates. It's been an uphill challenge from quite early on. So we had 5,000 pre-orders. We shipped them out. A week later, I had a call from our 3PL to say, oh, 1,000 of them haven't gone out because it turns out the haulier won't ship lithium batteries, despite all the reassurances we had that they would, which meant that, you know, we had 1,000 orders which were now delayed from people who had pre-ordered already and been waiting for it. And it was just a very high stress moment where, fortunately, you know, myself, my co-founder, and two other team members, we all just jumped on and learned how to use Gorgeous for 12 hours a day for the best part of 3 weeks until we decided, you know, we need to find a better way to scale this because we can't do anything else. But in a way, I think that's why we did this in the first place. Like, we relish those challenges and learning about things that we can do better, which is pretty much everything. You know, I find that we also learn the fastest when we make mistakes. So it's so cliche to say all of those things, but it's definitely true. It wasn't enjoyable at the time. Those sorts of things pop up, as I'm sure your listeners will resonate with.
So would it be fair to say a mixture of the right tech and then the team flexibility to jump on and find a way to solve a problem as fast as possible? So kind of like a mindset and technology mix?
Yes, but also truthfully, I think Guy's experience running an e-commerce business previously, he knew customer service was paramount. Actually, a hot tip is HelloFresh, this successful e-commerce brand you might have heard of, worked out that their customer service outsourced supplier wasn't really set up properly for D2C. And so they developed their own one in-house, and it's so good that they now like outsource that to other companies. So they have this thing called Hello Connect. So they have teams in the Philippines, and we quickly managed to leverage some of their resource. And that's worked out to be a very cost-efficient, very effective way to manage customer service.
Oh, nice. I did not know HelloFresh had done that. So I'm going to have to go and Google that post this interview. Very cool. And yeah, because if you can find the right outsourcing partner for that, it gives you so much scalability and so much less to do, because you're not going to do the one-on-one hiring and the one-on-one training on how to be customer service. You can just train them on how to be your customer service.
Exactly. And, you know, having built scripts before and understood the importance of that and returns and the returns process, I think gave us a head start. So we had a framework from which to build upon. And without a doubt, you know, it's having anticipated some of those problems. And we've done the same with packaging, with all parts of the business. You know, although we are, you know, having a mindset and solving it, we are also fortunate to have had, you know, training in running businesses at Procter & Gamble and in e-commerce.
So a bit of prior knowledge to ward off a lot of the errors in the first place anyway, and to know how to fix them when they crop up.
Exactly. To have a level of anticipation of, you know, what's going to be important. And then obviously from there, you know, you might have the best laid plan until you find out that your orders aren't going, and then you do need to find a new solution. But at least having that framework in place, I think, set us up to focus on other areas of growth.
Let's go into those other areas of growth. You mentioned earlier about the amazing customer reviews you've got, and there is a lot of noise in the industry, could be hot air, might not be hot air, I don't think it entirely is, around the fact we should all be using UGC, user-generated content, customer reviews across all of our marketing. So do you allow that review activity, the happy customers, to just do their thing and spread the word about the brand? Or do you leverage that in a way to grow the business? And feel free to say, Chloe, we do, but it's like a minor piece of the pie. I'm, you know, happy for you to say whatever the real situation is.
I think it's actually the strongest untapped part of our business. You know, we always talk about how can we actually make something more of this, because one of my favorite APIs ever is we have an API between Trustpilot and Slack. So the whole team live will see customer reviews come in. And for the most part, it's just really joyous to see, you know, dentists or dental professionals or consumers of different ages, you know, really describing in detail what they like or what they think could be improved coming through. So, yeah, I don't think that we do enough with it, really, honestly. And it's hard to kind of authentically capture someone's review when you're pushing it yourself. Oh, Mr. Jones said this. It's like, do you trust a brand when they're pushing someone else's comment? I think I've seen brands really utilize video reviews and UGC, particularly some US brands. That's something that I would like us to move towards. But, you know, it's one of a million things on the checklist, as I imagine you're familiar with.
Yeah, I always think the success in e-commerce comes from working out what you should do rather than what you could do. You know, the to-do list is always endless. So obviously you had the minimum lovable product, which has led to that great customer feedback and enhanced the growth of the business. What else do you think has set you up for success and for the growth that you've achieved?
Again, it's like mega cliche, but I think we are solving a problem for a large market of people who've had that problem that wasn't being addressed. And quite frankly, there are a lot of people who, you know, brush their teeth every day. I think it's one of the most common habits. It's an enormous category where two players have like an 80% market share. When we interview people, they seem quite apathetic. You say, oh, what brush do you use? And they're like, oh, it's the one with the round head, or oh, it's that one, I can't remember the name. And we thought, wow, that's incredible. You use this twice a day and you have done for years. And often these consumers have used that particular brand for like 15, 20 years. You know, do you love, oh no, it's a chore, it's a boring product, it's, and yet somehow people just come to accept that. Well, that's just the way things are, you know. And so I think offering a product which puts design, sustainability, and performance, because you know, no one wants to compromise, I don't think, you know, oh well, it's really sustainable, but my teeth are awful. You know, absolutely not. We are clinically proven to provide a superior clean. We use the same clinical research center as the leading other brands. And so, you know, we're confident that our brush gives that great clean, which comes across in the reviews. And so, yeah, so I think a lot of our growth can be really attributed to finding a sizable issue. I mean, loads of people brush their teeth and you know, finding a solution to those problems. It's a bit boring, but that's the truth.
But it's definitely a category where little has changed. But yet on the website, you appear to be putting a lot of work into removing barriers to purchase to make sure you're getting those conversions. So there's the free shipping and there's a 100-day money-back guarantee going on. So customers are seeing all these reviews. They've probably heard a friend raving about it. Is that guarantee, you know, having a 100-day guarantee, try it for 3 months, is that something you found is really, really important to get the sale?
I just love conversion rate optimization. It's like, I don't know, I think about it all the time. It really is just like, and again, I'm sure your listeners all know, but we used to see those free Nick Sharma guides on, you know, optimum landing page hierarchy and basics of conversion rate optimization. And it's just so much fun, like tweaking them, seeing, you know, which one works, which one doesn't, and just constantly doing lots of little tweaks across everything and seeing how that, like, you know, adds up. But yes, everything like that's considered, and we're constantly testing, you know, new things. We look to a lot of other fast-growing brands for inspiration because often they'll have tested something really well. I know there's a company called Pet Lab Co. who are actually based in London, sell most of the stuff in the US. It's like the most, I don't know, I think it's one of the fastest growing DTC brands that no one's ever heard of, but as I understand, doing, you know, in the hundreds of millions of revenue within 3 short years. Have you interviewed them?
No, I haven't interviewed them. I shall have to find them. I've written them down on my notepad ready. So listeners, don't worry, coming to a podcast as soon as I can get them. Mark, you clearly could have continued to grow as a business purely doing D2C via your Shopify store, but you've gone on to Amazon and you're now listed in Boots. Life becomes more complex, as we all know, as soon as you add other channels into the mix. So is it purely a toothbrush land grab, that the strategy of going into those other locations, or is there something else to it? Not, I should say, that there's anything wrong with going after a pure toothbrush land grab.
You know, we're full steam ahead on D2C. This isn't us retreating in any way from D2C. We are 100% focused on growing that channel as quickly as possible. But, you know, Amazon represents 45% of UK electric toothbrushes sold, even higher in the US. Boots is about 30 to 35% market share. So within those two retailers, you have a 70 to 80% share of electric toothbrush purchases in the UK. So, you know, you want to be where people are. And also in terms of, you know, ad spend, not everyone wants to buy via Instagram or has trust issues with Instagram. But we'll be popping into Boots this Christmas as part of their ritual of, you know, Christmas shopping on the high street. And often that's where people buy electric brushes and there's an impulse purchase. Or likewise, you know, buying other things on Amazon, have the Prime membership, trust Amazon, are used to the experience. And so I think it's actually a good sort of a diversification of ad spend on purely on, you know, driving traffic to our D2C page. But it also, you know, has like an overall uplift, I think, being, you know, having awareness through those channels. And I think, you know, all the channels can sort of help each other. So to speak, someone might see us in Boots, search online, come to our website, etc.
E-commerce Master Plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Connected Sourcing are your trusted procurement partner, specialising in helping small and medium-sized businesses purchase products and raw materials from suppliers in Asia. Head to ecmp.info/sourcing to find out more. Connected Sourcing services include product design, product sourcing, freight forwarding, and legal services. They work with companies like you to find innovative and sustainable solutions. Think of Connected Sourcing as your own product procurement team and be as much or as little involved as you want to be. With quick response times and flexibility, you can tap into certain parts of their supply chain or access a full end-to-end supply chain solution. Let your local account manager handle the details of your procurement so you can concentrate on the bigger picture. Contact Connected Sourcing today for a free consultation to see how Connected Sourcing can assist your business in growing its bottom line. Just use the short link ecmp.info/sourcing. That's ecmp.info/sourcing. Are website tech headaches getting in the way of your sales? You need a tech partner to help you hit your business goals. You need Zitek. Zitek have over 20 years' experience, are experts in Magento, Symfony, and WooCommerce, and have already helped over 300 e-commerce brands to grow. For a limited time, Zitek are offering 15% off their tailored maintenance packages. Find out how Zitek can solve your tech pain points and set you up for success. They would love to chat to you. Make that happen at ecmp.info/Zitek. That's ecmp.info/ZITEC. Don't miss out on a partnership that's proven to drive results. Go to ecmp.info/Zitek today.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our business to the next level. So, Mark, are you ready for the top tips?
Yeah.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
The book that I was going to recommend, or the book that I will recommend, is called The E-Myth by Michael E. Gerber, who I discovered was on your podcast, like absolute business book writing legend. And that's all about how you can put in place systems and processes in order to sort of scale more effectively. And it's just really thinking about the end in mind and how you can ideally sort of manage yourself out of the business in a sort of thoughtful way. Not to say that I actually practice it in reality in a way that would even be recognizable to what's recommended in the book. But certainly it gave me solace earlier on in my career, my previous company actually, in how to scale when you're growing quickly.
It is a phenomenally fundamental business book. I think almost everyone, you know, they rock up to the bank to open a business bank account and they should be forced to read it before they do anything else.
100%. It's the foundations.
Yeah, so foundational, so crucial. Just so worth reading, everybody. And if you want to hear my interview with Michael, it's episode 89. Yeah, long way back in time, but it did honestly happen. You can hear the proof.
I'm going to go and listen to it afterwards.
Awesome. Let me know what you think. Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
The one that doesn't get the press it deserves, and excuse the pun, but is PR. So for us, actually a top tip for everyone, there's this company called CIJ Group, and they're a press company that do this thing called Christmas in July or Christmas in August or something like that. And they get a lot of the journalists who write all the gift roundups in the UK and the US. And they also do this thing called power pitching, which for £1,000, you pitch to 35 journalists. I think we did that last Christmas. 31 of the journalists, including, you know, Daily Mail, Good Housekeeping, Hello, Independent, featured us in their gift guides. And so we got millions of pounds worth of coverage. And then obviously being in those gift guides was really useful. So I think that is actually, it worked out very well for us. And I would highly recommend, if you do go to them, definitely use my name as a referral and I'll hopefully get some free stuff from them. Yeah. And then the other sort of channel, which I think works really well, is word of mouth. Again, excuse the pun, but the people who love our product invariably go on to say, oh, I've bought one either for my family or, you know, they've told their friends about it. And so we're seeing really great organic, which comes from delivering hopefully a great experience in terms of speed of delivery, ease of choosing, and then the actual product working as described.
Two great recommendations there. Was that the CIJ Group who are doing Christmas in?
I believe that's the name, yeah. And yeah, it's this, you know, I pitched 35 journalists in 1 hour. So it's just such an efficient use of time. These are the journalists who are going to write the actual reviews. I spoke to Oprah Daily, NBC News last week, and, you know, Hello Magazine and all sorts of random others. I just think it's a very nice, efficient use of time.
Great way to stand out over and above all the stuff that must arrive in their inbox every day.
Well, this is it. And the other people who are pitching are often like large conglomerate companies who may or may not have like passionate founders speaking, / they don't, you know, and, you know, they're talking for the fifth year in a row about their boring appliance. And so I think it's refreshing for the journalist to come across something that is a little bit different.
Excellent tip. I expect everyone's just paused this to go and Google CIJ Group. But come back, everybody, come back. Okay, the tool top tip. Maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
There are two tools, I would say. So within Slack, getting the Trustpilot API is really good. Also in Slack, I only found out yesterday or last week that you can pin Google Sheets or documents to your conversations with certain people or certain groups, which means, like, you know, if sometimes you forget where that document is with that person, it's so handy to be able to get it really quickly. And then the last one is there's an automation on Slack where if you need your whole team to fill out a calendar or something, you can set it to remind everyone at a specific time to fill out a certain sheet or attend a certain thing or a meeting's about to happen. And then that's just like a really nice little automation on Slack. But another one, which I think is like actually my favorite one ever, is if you use a Mac and you go to System Settings and then you go to Keyboard and then you go to Text Replacements, then you can add in your own shortcut text replacements. So I use one for our address. You know, people always say to me, oh, where are you? You know, what's your address? And so I type in SBX space, and then it comes up with our address. And so that just saves me like hours of my life. And I cherish every single time I use that. Likewise, company information, you know, when people are asking for your VAT number, your address, all this kind of boring stuff that you have to go and copy and paste from somewhere else. I've got one for that. I've got one for my Zoom link. And, you know, Guy's got some really elaborate ones which write entire emails. You know, so great to meet you. Thanks so much for your time. You know, I can't wait to keep in touch. And you can just use a shortcut for that. So that's definitely my top one.
Nice. Loving those two. And then finally, the carbon top tip. What's your favorite way to reduce the carbon footprint of an e-commerce business?
So this is a plug for my friend's company, the Do Nation. She set up, Hermione set up this amazing online business, which enables companies to engage their employees in actions which reduce your carbon footprint, because a lot of it's to do with education. You know, there's so many different ways that you can take small actions which, you know, accumulate. I think through her website, the Do Nation, you can, you know, easily engage people in a fun and enjoyable way to take those different actions to, you know, drive awareness of it. And, you know, as a team, a bit like doing a steps challenge, see, you know, how much carbon you can save.
Cool. Do Nation. D-O Nation.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I'll have to go and check that one out then. Mark, thank you so much for being here. Before we say goodbye, could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social, please?
So our website is www.trysuri.com. So that's TRYSURI.com. On Instagram, we're at Discover Surrey. My name is Mark Rushmore, so contact me on LinkedIn if you want, say hello. And if you do use CIJ Group, the Do Nation, or any of those other things, let me know. I'd love to hear your experience. And lastly, we also will offer a discount code to your listeners, if that's all right.
That would be amazing. Thank you very much.
Sure. So if you want to have the most highly rated sustainable electric toothbrush on Trustpilot, then please do use the discount code MASTERPLAN10 at checkout, and you will receive 10% off your order of an electric toothbrush, which is award-winning. And if you don't like it, there's a 100-day money-back guarantee.
Nicely done. Perfectly done. Mark, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. It has been brilliant chatting to you. I've learned a lot. I'm sure the audience have as well. So thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you.
So, fascinating chat there with Mark from Surrey. They've really stacked up how they've gone about growing the business. So they started off by identifying a space where the incumbents were not doing a particularly cool job because they haven't really developed anything new in X number of years / decades. They then built a minimum lovable product, which I think is a brilliant term, an MLP, a minimum lovable product. How they create a product which is definitely going to be loved by the customer. And yeah, it takes a bit more time, but it gives so much back once you get past the launch phase. Clearly, they knew there was appetite for it because they had 5,000 pre-orders when those first toothbrushes arrived. And then they focused on getting both the first moment of truth when people see it and the second moment of truth when people use it right. That's led to that incredible amount of brilliant and long-winded, shall we say, customer feedback coming back into the business. And all of that drives the growth. And then they've been in a mindset place where as that growth grows, they have been ready to jump on the problems and fix them, to pile in and deal with the customer service as it happens. And I think that also that focus on delivering a great experience for the customer clearly is ringing true with the way in which the business has grown. So, oh, and then those super hot PR tips that he was giving us towards the end as well. So loads of great advice in there about how to create a fast growth business, a sustainable business, selling a sustainable product, which is really going to be changing consumer mindsets, I suspect, as it grows ever bigger. You can get your hands on our notes from this episode, including the top tips and links to what we've mentioned, by heading over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast, or you can use our direct episode short links. Just put ecmp.info/ whatever the number of this episode is into the URL bar, and you'll be redirected straight to the correct episode page. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. And if you liked this episode, then why not check out episode 89, where I interview Michael E. Gerber himself, author of The E-Myth. Or if E-Myth isn't your thing, one thing which we didn't discuss is that Suri is a B Corp, and we've put together all the episodes we've done with B Corps at ecmp.info/B Corp, all one word. So if you're interested in potentially exploring that in 2024 for your business, then go and have a listen to some of those. And some of them we get really deep into being a B Corp and becoming a B Corp. Thank you for tuning into this and every episode that you do of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help e-commerce business owners like you to succeed and thrive with your businesses, including progressing along the path to net zero. So if you know someone this show can help, please tell them to listen to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. I hope you have a great week, and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.
It's time to download our 500 top tips to make your e-commerce business more profitable ebook. Go to ecmp.info/ebook now.